This is the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. Up next is your Ed Serwin Cattle Report, brought to you by Mr. Kerry Martin, a part of the Texas Farm Bureau Network.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM. KGNC. We had an up and down week to start the cattle futures trade on Monday. Traded both sides of the market throughout the day. However, we settled out with the live cattle market closing mostly higher, while the feeder market was mostly lower. August live cattle up 70 cents yesterday, closing at 135.62. The October up $1.05 at 140.60. December live cattle up 72 cents, 146.15. The feeder cattle lower on all except that nearby August. It was up 32 cents at 176.67. September feeder cattle down 25 at 179.42. October feeder cattle down 12 at 182.32. Cash fed cattle market all quiet yesterday. Last week, we sold most of our cattle in that 137 range here in Texas, a few down at 136. Up north, however, we continue to see a big premium to what we're getting and a big range in the cattle. Up north, live sales range from 140 to 150 last week. Dressed sales mostly at 230 to 232. Last week's slaughter, 677,000 head. That's 27,000 head larger than this same week a year ago. Boxed beef prices were higher yesterday. Choice up $1.58 at $270.49. Select up 31 cents at $242.10. Let's check the feed markets real quick. Corn market finishing higher yesterday. Hot, dry forecast for the Corn Belt boosted corn prices. September corn up 8 cents at 6.12 and a quarter. December corn up 7 at 6.10 and three quarters. Soybean meal was higher yesterday. August bean meal up 3.50 at 434.50 a ton. Now let's check the auction markets. We'll start up in Dalhart. Cattlemen's Livestock Auction in Dalhart selling 2,509 head last week. The steer calves under 600 pounds sold firm. Feeder steers over 600 pounds were steady to weak in a limited test. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds brought from 219 to 237 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers, 188 to 220. 6 to 7 weight steers brought $1.74 to $1.80. 7 to 8 weights, $1.66 to $1.71 last week in Dalhart. Tulia Livestock Auction sold 1,252 head last week. 2 to 3 weight steers brought $2.36 to $2.51 a pound. 3 to 4 weight steers, $2.09 to $2.46. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.93 to $2.05 a pound, while 5 to 6 weight steers brought $1.80 to $2.05 last week in Tulia. The drought is affecting cattle producers all over Texas. Hemp Hill County agent Andy Holloway says cattlemen in his area of the panhandle have been lucky. They've gotten some decent rains this summer. But for the rest of Texas, it's just bad all over.
In general, it's really bad. And it's in a big area. We're in just an isolated area, parts of Lipscomb, Hemp Hill, Wheeler, a little bit of Roberts. Is kind of an exceptional situation. I think we've had about 9 inches of rain here since our beef cattle conference, the end of April. It's sort of been just a garden spot here compared to most of the rest of any direction you wanted to go. So whether you're in East Texas, where they're having a massive sell-off of cows today, or West Texas, South Texas, here in the Texas Panhandle, it's bad.
And that's causing those huge lines at the auction barns that we're seeing all over the news.
I have some friends out near Sulphur Springs, Texas, which is east of Dallas, and there's a sale barn near Sulphur Springs at Emory. That little barn generally runs 1,000, 1,200 head of cattle a week. This last week, it ran close to 4,000 head. They typically have about 200 sellers. They had over 500 sellers this past week, and most of the cattle that were selling were mother cows, and most of those cows were going to the cow packers. And that's happening in South Texas, Southeast Texas. one of the things we don't realize, we have a lot of cattle numbers in this region, and it's because of our feed yards. It's not because of the size of our mother cow herds. The big mother cow herds are in the rainier parts of the country, from Florida through the southeastern part of Texas. And so when that area where those mother cows are and the plain states have a lot of mother cows is in a drought situation, it's bad news.
But one bright spot is that we're seeing very good prices for cattle that are selling right now.
We're beginning to see cattle prices just go out the roof. Superior Livestock is having a sale. They're selling tens of thousands a head of cattle. They had record prices for some of those cattle for this year. They had some cattle at big 8-weight yearling steers bringing close to $2 a pound. We hadn't seen that in a long time.
And Holloway feels like the outlook is very good for cattle prices due to the fact that we're sending so many cows to the packing plants right now. Many cattle market watchers are waiting to see what the biannual cattle inventory report will look like when it comes out on Friday. That's our look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. But before we leave, I wanted to send our thoughts and prayers for myself as well as the KGNC studios for the family and friends of Normandy FFA this past weekend, losing some FFA members and some of them being severely injured. Want to send our hearts and our condolences out there and remembering that we have you in our prayers. Remember, all the interviews can be found on KGNCNewsNow.com. And remember to catch a new episode of Pasture to Pavement tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Mr. Tyler Griffith out there at the Maryland State Fair, talking about the fair industry. So stay tuned, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning.